Hello and welcome all our happy viewers to this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. They are Astra 1 and Hotbird 6 in Europe, the Middle East and Northern Africa. We have also in Australia and New Zealand Optus B3, D2, Africa Intelsat 10K U-band, Intelsat 10C band, Asia Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 25, South America Hispasat and Intelsat 907, and the Middle East and Northern Africa Eurobird 2. Supreme Master Television will continue to be available online worldwide at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, we have a special report from the Middle East. Japan and Formosa, or Taiwan, improve flight possibilities between their countries. In humanitarian news, groups join to support international development. In ecological news, in vitro technology is used in Olac or Vietnam to ensure a future for a precious plant. In cultural news, rare books will be available online for all to use freely. In housing news, the U.S. Green Building Council announces the first carbon-neutral building on Earth. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, November 17th, World Peace Day was created in 2006. Began as an internet campaign by an anonymous peace advocate, World Peace Day builds on the Japanese custom of folding paper cranes for the granting of a wish. According to the tradition, if one folds 1,000 paper cranes, then a wish will be granted. May the many cranes folded on World Peace Day be blessed by the Almighty to bring everlasting peace to our world.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai speaks live on Supreme Master Television. On the global launch date of Supreme Master Television on November 16th, a live interview was held inviting Supreme Master Qinghai to share her experience as the author of the number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life. Supreme Master Qinghai graciously accepted the interview and answered questions from readers, including guests and the studio audience.
Well, first of all, I'm really excited that these have become bestsellers. It's absolutely wonderful because it's getting out the consciousness that we're one with all of creation, all the animal world, and plant world, really. Since I agree with the principle, it's hard to want to ask a question, except that what inspired her to do this?
Well, it's my wonderful birds themselves. I did ask their permission and I had it. They are so happy that they can contribute some joy to human life and to share some knowledge about birds and animals to all readers. And every time We look up into the sky to watch a bird flying. They want us to remember heaven.
Supreme Master Qinghai's responses were filled with further amazing insights about the divine and wonderful world of animals.
And I have discovered also that they are extremely, extremely grateful to every little help that you give them, even if they need it or not need it. Even every morsel of food you give them, they will never forget. And they will always try to repay you if you need it, or whenever they can. And I also discovered that even the fish in the lakes are divine levels.
Currently, Supreme Master Qinghai's two books, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life, rank first, second, and third at the prominent International Formosan or Taiwanese kingstone.com.tw. The Birds in My Life continues to be the number one bestseller in the general category of all books at the world's largest online bookstore, Amazon.com. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing her valuable time and wonderful insights with our global viewers. We look forward to practicing our own extension of love and assistance to our animal friends who are, as you've shown us, so noble and precious to our planet. Supreme Master Qinghai's touching books are now available at 400 major bookstores in Formosa or Taiwan and online worldwide at www.kingstone.com.tw in Chinese and www.amazon.com in English. We invite our global viewers to enjoy the rebroadcast of the live conference with Supreme Master Qinghai with subtitles in different languages today on Enlightening Entertainment. And this is a personal message from Supreme Master Qinghai. I would like to thank all involved in making the books beloved by the public. And thank you all wonderful readers for your kind comments on the books, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life. May the providence bestow blessing and grace to you all. All the loving animals send you their utmost gratitude and love.
North and South Korean Prime Ministers hold historic meeting. North Korean Prime Minister Kim Jong-il and his South Korean counterpart Han Duck-soo met in Seoul, South Korea. It was the first meeting in 15 years held between the two Korea's premiers. The leaders discussed plans for greater peace and cooperation on the Korean Peninsula. Both sides emphasized the importance of maintaining their commitment to reconciliation following the landmark summit between their countries' heads of state last month. Bravo, North and South Korea, on your rapid strides towards peace. May the two Koreas continue to grow together in mutual trust, prosperity, and heaven's blessings.
Lion News, Philippines inaugurates Peace Dialogue Program. President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo addressed the first ASEAN session of the United Nations-sponsored program, Bridges, Dialogue Towards a Culture of Peace. The Bridges program promotes the development of technology and education through goals of peace, freedom, and security. It also invites the involvement of youth through engagements at many colleges and universities. This is the first time that the Bridges program has come to the culturally diverse member states of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Congratulations, Philippines and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, for your participation in the Bridges program. May it be blessed with every success in advancing technology through peace.
Lion News. London Club cancels $496 million of Congolese debt. The Republic of the Congo and the London Club of Creditors recently came to an agreement allowing the Congo to spend more money improving the lives of its citizens. The London Club of Creditors will write off 77% of the debt owed by the Congo, or about $496 million. The Republic of the Congo will spend the funds it had been using to service the debt on new housing, education, and improved infrastructure for water and electricity. Thank you, and God bless the London Club of Creditors for this generous and compassionate action. May the people of the Congo be empowered with ever greater opportunities for prosperity and success.
Bayan News. Over 172,000 Bolivians regain eyesight thanks to free Cuban health service. Operation Vision Now provides eye care to remote areas of Bolivia. More than 172,000 people in Bolivia, South America, have benefited from Vision Now's mobile surgical facilities since 2005. The Cuban medical professionals of Vision Now have also treated over 30,000 patients in Argentina, Peru, Brazil, and Paraguay. Thank you, and God bless the Cuban healthcare providers of Vision Now and for helping their fellow Latin Americans to enjoy better eyesight. May heaven bless them to continue their noble work for many years to come.
Lion News. Governor Schwarzenegger promotes eco-friendly cars and trucks.
We will not just dream about the hydrogen cars, we will build it.
While attending this year's Los Angeles Auto Show, or LAAS, which featured many new alternative fuel vehicles, U.S. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger highlighted the importance of these developments. He said, "This is exactly the kind of innovation we need. Working together, we will ensure that California remains a leader in clean and alternative fuel vehicles, and we will ensure a healthy and prosperous future for our nation." Thank you, Governor Schwarzenegger, LAAS, and California for your initiative in caring for our environment. May God bless your continued noble endeavors to preserve our beautiful earth for all.
Lion News. American Cancer Society holds Great American Smokeout. On Wednesday, thousands of Americans across the country made the decision to quit smoking. Thanks to the American Cancer Society and partner organizations, they are getting the support they need, including a free supply of nicotine patches and support from experienced coaches. For 31 years, the Great American Smokeout has helped millions to switch to healthier habits. Studies show that within just 12 hours of quitting smoking, carbon monoxide levels in the blood return to normal, and circulation and lung function improves within 3 weeks. This goes to show that it's never too late to change, especially now in many countries, free support is just a phone call away. Thank you, and God bless American Cancer Society for helping so many people kick the nicotine habit. We wish everyone taking part in this year's Great American Smokeout success.
Lion News. International Group of Physicians encourages U.S. to avoid animal testing. The physicians have submitted a petition urging the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to embrace the use of human-centered testing methods whenever possible. Such methods are currently part of European Union regulations and include microdosing, tissue studies, and virtual drug trials. Dr. John J. Pippin, a spokesperson for the Physicians Coalition, stated that methods can be effective at producing medicines safe for human consumption. Thank you, Dr. Pippin, and all physicians of the Coalition for your compassionate actions on behalf of our precious animal co-inhabitants. We pray for the success of your petition.
And now for our special report from the Middle East. In the days and weeks leading up to the Middle East Peace Conference, more progress continues to be made.
Of a Palestinian state, a viable, contiguous Palestinian state that will be able to be a homeland for the Palestinian people, and that we are fundamentally committed to achieving that goal.
Leaders from Israel, Palestine, and many other nations have been meeting with each other since last February to formulate a plan that establishes peace for all Israelis and Palestinians and leads to lasting peace across the Middle East.
I'm an Israeli.
Supreme Master Television correspondent reports from Palestine.
Hello, thanks for joining us today on this segment of Noteworthy News.
Thanks. Hello, everyone. I'm reporting from Bethlehem in the West Bank of Palestine.
Can you share with us the latest updates on progress toward peace between Israel and Palestine?
Well, as you know, there have been many remarkable moments recently. We have seen leaders from the Hamas group engage in talks with President Abbas for the first time since June. Another important development took place when Islamic Jihad leaders announced their readiness for a ceasefire with Israel.
Yes, we saw that.
Yes, so what we see happening here is that some of the groups that didn't necessarily support peace efforts between President Abbas and Israel are now indicating that they are open to peace.
That's great news. How are the talks going between Israel and Palestine?
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's latest visit to help bridge the two sides has been completed. When she was here, she highlighted a recommendation for peace and a two-state solution. Since then, Israeli Prime Minister Olmert spoke in favor of a land for peace deal and said that the time has come for peace. From the Palestinian side, Palestine's Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki announced that Palestine was reaching a greater number of agreements as the time approaches for the peace conference.
What developments are we seeing now just before the meeting in Annapolis?
What we are seeing is a serious commitment to the peace process. Palestinian and Israeli leaders, as well as others such as King Abdullah in Jordan, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and the Middle East Quartet, view this time as an unprecedented opportunity to create real and lasting peace. The conference in Annapolis will lay a firm groundwork for that.
So, when can we expect a peace agreement?
The latest we have heard was Prime Minister Olmert's announcement saying that an agreement will come within a year. This commitment to a time frame is a significant milestone on the path to peace.
That's wonderful news. Thanks for joining us today on Supreme Master Television.
It has been a pleasure. I'm reporting from Bethlehem here in the West Bank.
We send our very best wishes to Israel and Palestine for a successful meeting at the Middle East Peace Conference in Annapolis. May heaven bless all for continued progress on the path to true and lasting peace.
In world news, Japan and Formosa or Taiwan sign air flight agreement. Japan Airlines and All Nippon Airways, Japan's main airlines, will fly from Japan to Taipei, Formosa. In addition, Formosan Airlines will expand their numbers of routes, which will go through Osaka on the way to Los Angeles or Seattle. There will also be flights from Taipei to Komatsu and Miyazaki in Japan. Thank you, Japan and Taiwan, on making travel around the world easier. May the Almighty bless you to visit each other with all joy and friendship. Coming up on Noteworthy News, groups join to improve health internationally. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
I'm Billy the Goat, and welcome back to Noteworthy News. I'd like to tell you a great way to prolong the life of celery and keep it fresh. If you wrap it in aluminum foil and put it in the refrigerator, it will keep for weeks. Very simple indeed. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's look at the weather around the world.
humanitarian news, groups joined to support international development. Microsoft Corporation, the U.S. Agency for International Development, the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, and the Millennium Challenge Corporation are going to work hand-in-hand to bolster international development. The fields that they will be concentrating on are health, education, economic growth, governance, humanitarian help, and environmental sustainability around the globe. May God abundantly bless this noble cooperation, which will surely benefit many and make this world a better place.
In ecology news, Olaxis or Vietnamese scientists have for the first time successfully been able to grow the water pine. The water pine reportedly appeared about 10 million years ago and can be found in many regions of Olac or Vietnam. However, this beautiful plant was in decline in the province of Dak Lak. Making use of in vitro technology, Nguyen Tham Som has successfully replicated the water pine. Thank you, Olaxis scientists, for your wonderful work ensuring that future generations will continue to enjoy and preserve this precious plant. Up next on Supreme Master Television Noteworthy News, rare library materials of the world to be available for all. We'll take a few moments in silent prayer for peace. Please stay tuned, we'll be right back.
I'm a steer, and they're steering you wrong. Listen now.
I'm a cow,
'cause I don't have long. Our
sweet backsides
would like to stay together. We don't want to be your leather.
Won't you show me some love? Don't you make me kid gloves or a jacket or a shoe? Clear? Keep your hands off my rear!
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In cultural news, unique materials accessible for all on Internet. United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, and the United States Library of Congress will work together to make rare materials freely available on the Internet for the world to enjoy. The project will include manuscripts, maps, books, musical scores, sound recordings, films, prints, and photographs. The materials will be available in Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Russian, Spanish, and Portuguese. Thank you, UNESCO and the U.S. Library of Congress, for helping to expand the rich heritage of our precious world.
In housing news, the U.S. Green Building Council applauds the greenest building ever built. The first carbon-neutral building on Earth houses the Aldo Leopold Foundation in Wisconsin, USA. The 1,115 square meter building generates 15% more energy than it uses with a 39.4 kilowatt solar array on its roof. It is heated with underground earth tubes that use geothermal energy to warm the air before it enters the building. Wow, that's just fantastic! Thank you, Aldo Leopold Foundation, for your innovative and very eco-friendly design. May your state-of-the-art green construction inspire many others.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, You're Dreaming.
There was a person who is very keen in flattering the highly positioned person. So he often go to this big mayor or this governor in order to say something nice and flattering so that these people perhaps in turn will give him some favor or do something for him. One day he went to one of the very great officer a long time ago in China, and he told him, "Wow, yesterday I had a terrific good dream about you." So the mayor of the town said, "What was it? What was it so good?" He said, well, I dreamt that you live 10,000 years. In China, if somebody love you or like you, they always wish you to live 10,000 years. 10,000 represent the ultimate number of all things. 10,000 things represent everything inclusive in the universe. And in the old time, whenever they see the king, they say, long live the king, or the king will live 10,000 years, or they just say 10,000 years, and then everybody knows that means he's the king. So the mayor was very sad when he heard that, and he said to the well-wisher, well, I read in the book, it is said that if you in a dream, everything is opposite. So when you dream like that, I think it's not very good for me. Then I think I'm going to die soon. So the father immediately corrects, said, oh, yes, I forgot. It's not like that. I say wrong one word. In a dream, I dream that you die 10,000 times.
And now for our viewers' hotline. This message was sent by Eddie from Australia.
Does Supreme Master Television offer any programming in Australia? The reason I ask is that I saw a billboard about your channel in Sydney, Australia. Can you clarify? Best regards, Eddie.
Hi Eddie, the answer is yes. We most certainly are broadcasting in beautiful Australia. You can watch our programs via Optus B3 D2. Happy viewing, Eddie, and thanks for writing. May God bless you and your family.
Do you have a hotline today? We sure do appreciate your comments and positive stories, so if you would like to share them with us, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. Supreme Master Television is available all around the world any day of the year and any time of day. You can also connect online at suprememastertv.com.
Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. May heaven bring an abundance of beauty and love to your life.